Good evening, I'm Teddy Ride.
And I'm Randy Berger.
Tonight, devastation in the Barnet Star system after the skirmish goes full scale. Many casualties have been reported with ships destroyed all over the system. This victory, however, goes to Barnet Star, after the former pleasure ship, the Peppermint Hippo, sliced through the Kronos cruiser using a new weapon that appears to use concentrated shite-speed gas.
With over 600 ships from both sides taking part in the battle, the devastation was complete, with the Kronos cruiser looking to be the victor. Cup to Boob, a pilot who managed to eject safely from his ship, said, "If it wasn't for the Peppermint Hippo, we would all be dead now." It appears that Kronos have left the system for now, but military sources said he expects another battle soon. For more on the story, we cross over to our reporter on the scene, Bobby Wacker.
And then they got blown off. You join me here on Barnet Station docking bay platform, where the remnants of the fleet have gathered to pay their respects to the injured and lost from the recent battle. A large piece of debris has been fixed to the station wall as a dedication plaque, where station staff and pilots can pay their respects. Sadly, speaking to the people here, I find that most of them are in pieces, both literally and figuratively. Mostly literally. There is a parade of remembrance by security forces and some of the pilots involved in the battle. It also includes some of the surviving family members and is due any moment now. Here it comes! Slapta Buddock, the female chief of security, leads the procession in a beautiful black dress. It may be by the diesel designer himself. Yes, it's definitely a wagger. Not sure she's pulling off that look with such square shoulders, but it's a valiant effort. And coming up behind is the Order of the Soft Scoop. Oh, curse my eyes, all in red velvet. Seriously, people, that'll damage my retina. Followed by the first Barnard Star Space Scouts. Lovely boys, I remember last summer when they came around my back door begging out to offer me a baba job. Aw, here they are coming up to me now. Wow, there's a lot of them. I need to get out of the way.
We appear to have lost Bobby there. In today's other news, are boy racers ruining the Barnet Star spaceways? Asks Butt Naked of the Barnet Star Station Police. Last month saw a 90% rise in the issue of speeding fines around the area. The group known as the Twit Chairs have been organizing illegal races between Barnet Station and Birmingham World for the past year or so, and their behavior hasn't gone unnoticed. One pilot by the name of Vigor has reached notoriety by banging up the rear of the station and leaving skid marks across the bows. But Naked says that Vigor will have to retake his rear door docking test. The RDD exam is one of the most tricky to pass, but allows pilots to take advantage of the quieter port of the stations. The rear door is reserved for those pilots of high skill who can navigate the station's exhaust fumes and higher temperatures during docking. It is often a tighter port, but the sense of achievement is great for those pilots that manage a successful dock.
Levels of dumping in the slough system have reached critical levels, according to slough boatman Lou Stuhl, and we have Lou in the studio now. Hello, Lou.
Hello, Randy.
So, you say slough can't take any more dumping. Well, I would say it seemed like there was plenty of space left over.
1 million tons of rubbish a week gets dumped in slough illegally. There's a fly-tipping and dumping area. Slough used to be a nice planet. It all started when people from Lave came in and started laying down their rubbish and flying away.
Slough was never really a nice planet, was it? And the people of Lave were right. It's the ideal place to dump. What have the people of Slough got against this?
Well, Randy, I've noticed that broadcasts like this practically advocate dumping in Slough. You know it is illegal to fly dump in Slough. We would just like to get our system back to a clean state for our children and our children's children.
But Slough has always been the best area to dump. It is the only thing that brings in the tourists. I mean, it has nothing else to offer. Surely you wouldn't want to get rid of all those extra tourists.
Now look here, it's people like you that give Slough the reputation it's got. We used to get plenty of tourists before the dumping, and we can get plenty again.
Oh, that's hilarious. Even the least he couldn't pull in more tourists than Slough.
Right, that's it. I've had enough of this. You... and you... I'm out of here.
That was Lou Stuhl's.
The Barnet Star bake-off this week saw the occupants baking away to impress the notorious judge, Stella Virgin. One old-timer's recipe for bean nut stew, however, left the judge in a state of distress when she found out it contained illegal leasty lentils. Having described the stew as a perfect 10 out of 10, she then proceeded to get a little windy and started to sing the hits of Susan Boyle's, putting on a black wig and dancing up and down on the tables. Leasty lentils are a known narcotic containing near infinite levels of fiber and can lead to serious personality changes. Stella was last seen dancing around the cargo bay as Queen Elizabeth I.
And now the sports report with our new sports reporter, Mike Cox-Mills.
Thank you, Randy. I'm Mike Cox-Mills with today's sports news. The Galactic 40 Pool Championship started today with a 15-frame belter from two of the tournament's best players, Rod Cheese and Paul the Morph. And here with the commentary on the superb last frame is Steve O'Dell.
Well, here we are. Rod to take his last shot. He's lining up a week last Sunday, ricocheting off a Cobra. The excitement here is unbearable. And yes, I see the ball returning now, bouncing off the cushion, and it rolls in for the win. A maximum 3-8-7 break for Rod there.
Well, it was another fantastic week in the Galactic's Champions League, with the match of the week being the 4-3 upset of the Barnacles against the Imperials. Nox Ursar scored the late winner after a hat-trick in the first half by Kanya Swallow. Kanya was then sent off in the second half after trying to remove the referee's arm with a pocket knife. This game now takes Nox's tally to 10 for the season. The classified results are as follows. Barnard Barticles 4, Achnar Imperials 3, Eta Cassiopeian Caledonian Cabers 2, Castor Comrades 1, Leasty Drones 1, Sirius Cowdogs 1, Reedquat Planet 2, Dizo Divas 3, Ross 128 1, Vequis Empire 2, Shroudberry Asteroids 3, Wagar Town 1, Slough Rangers 4, Lave Sidewinders 2, Sol United 0, Real Zanonce 3. Dizo are well in the lead with 6 wins out of 6 games. At the other end of the table, it's the same old story for Sol, who haven't won a single game this season. Manager Neil Zaneter said it's only a matter of time before Sol discovers some of the form from previous seasons. Imperial have the bye week this week in the 5 Empires Cup, but with all the other teams in action, it was a brutal first week. Oliver Klausiel, playing for Alliance, was today's first victim falling in the Mole Scrum. Having been picked up by the opposition, he was pulled in 2 halves before being kicked for 2 separate 5-point conversions. Alliance, not to be outdone, tore down the flank and with the use of the grapple managed to smuggle 2 eyes from the line out to score an 8-point touch try against Old Worlds. The blinded Old Worlds player Ryder Lonninghead was then carried off and a penalty was awarded for illegal use of the buttocks to the face. The final score, Alliance 37, Old Worlds 51. But perhaps the most brutal moves today came in Federation's match against Independence, with the Federation taking no less than 5 scalps. Though penalized for slapping the wounded and going in deep with the rod, Federation still made their advantage count, taking Eric Tilda's function and throwing him out wide where he was kicked 34 yards for the touch try. Eric resumed the game 5 minutes later but was taken off after halftime when he went a bit floppy. Final score, Federation 28, Independence 6. Formula G1 teams are making their final preparations to the season, with the season's first race taking place on the notorious Quayac circuit. The twisty, bendy course will suit drivers with a light setup and a feather touch. We hope to bring you the full list of teams and starters next week. That's all from me, Mike Cox-Mills. Back to you, Teddy.
And now, before we go to the weather, I just wanted to share some fan mail for Chesty with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have a nice letter from Illu Minty. He has asked for a signed photograph of your warm front. He says he'd love to take you out to an isobar for a drink.
I only have eyes for Randy, Teddy. You know that. Let's get on with the weather. The BS Met Office has issued another severe weather warning for the people of Birmingham World as a hurricane is set to wreak havoc up and down the coastline. Hurricane Handjob is set to come up the back end of the warm wet front currently responsible for the very recent unseasonably warm weather. This weather thawed the deep freeze from last week and has led to conditions becoming hot and moist, perfect for Handjob to take full advantage of. Emergency services are on high alert, and the public are warned not to venture out until advised it is safe to do so. Please check in frequently with BS News for all your weather updates. We will be the first to let you know when hand job reaches its climax and when it has dropped to a safe level. In solar weather, as the solar winds have changed direction, it has concerned specialists that radioactives from the Slough system could find their way into Birmingham World Orbit and possibly into the docking lanes of Barnard Star Station. Preparations are underway for a preventative net to be erected to catch any debris. If you own a ship suitable to carry this debris back to Slough, please register your interest in the job section at the station terminals. Now for the travel. The G6I interplanetary highway was closed for a number of hours, and a contraflow remains in operation after a delivery anaconda from Stroudbury collided with an asteroid, spewing its cargo of Yamastroud keyboards into the surrounding space. The security forces have requested that people continue on their journeys and avoid stopping to enjoy the ongoing traffic jam. All other routes are running freely at this time, which is more than I can say about myself. If you want to let us know about traffic issues near you, please contact the BS team through Com Channel 69 or through our Twitter feed. Back to you, Teddy and Randy.
Well, I'm Randy Berger.
And I'm Teddy Ride. That's all from BS News. Good night.